insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا
And we have certainly distributed it among them that they might be reminded, but most of the people refuse except disbelief.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 50th verse of chapter Furqan. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا And indeed, we have distributed amongst them so that they may remember, but most of mankind are averse save ingratitude. This verse, dear listeners, is talking about the importance of remembrance of divine blessings. The Almighty Allah talks about remembrance of His blessings, and the true meaning of remembrance of divine blessing is to express gratitude for them, and negligence of them is to express ingratitude and rejection for them. So, in this noble verse, Allah refers to Holy Quran and says, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ And indeed we have distributed amongst them. Although many of commentators, such as the late Tabarsi and Sheikh Tusi, and also Allama Tabatabai in Al-Mizan, have said that the pronoun of the word sarrafnahu is referring to rain, and that in this case, its concept is that Allah sends drops of rain in various directions and places and divides them among people for the sake of remembrance of this great blessing of Allah. But I assume it's right to say that this pronoun can also refer to Holy Quran and its different verses, because this kind of structure, past tense and then present continuous tense, is used 10 times in the Holy Quran, and 9 of them explicitly refer to the verses of the Holy Quran. So when it says, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ And indeed, we have distributed amongst them the word, the pronoun who can refer to the drops of rain mentioned in the previous verses, also the word, the Holy Quran. But when it continues and says, لِيَذَّكَّرُوا so that they may remember Allah, and also, فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا but most of mankind are averse save ingratitude, it's somehow goes with the fact that we can mention the pronoun referring to Quran more. And also in many cases, the Quranic phrase لِيَذَّكَّرُوا, that they may remember, is placed before them, and so it seems impossible that only in this verse, this phrase has got a different meaning.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Basically, the Arabic word tasrif, that the word sarrafnahu is coming from, means to change and transform. This word is not very consistent with sending down rainwater. But it is more consistent with the verses of the Holy Quran, which are presented in various forms, sometimes in forms of promise, sometimes in forms of threat, sometimes in forms of punishment, sometimes in different other forms like prohibition or enjoinment, or sometimes even in the form of story of ancient people. So this word goes with the meaning of Quran more. Two more points regarding this verse, dear listeners. The first is that the word sarrafna means to change and transform. So we can infer that if we want to remind people of something, we have to have different kinds of remembrance. It must be with different forms, and it must be with repetition, as the word sarrafna suggests. Also, the fact that the Holy Quran mentions فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا is really correct, because most of the people do not show gratitude to the blessings of Allah, either because they are not aware of their existence, or the fact that they do not want to be in the right path. But for any of these reasons it might be, the true people that are showing gratitude are not that a lot. Because if they are truly showing their remembrance of the divine blessings, they have to express gratitudes for the blessings that the Almighty Allah has sent for them, to use those blessings in His path and not to use them in the path that He has prohibited. So they have to practically remember the divine blessings of Allah, and remember practically means to be grateful of them in different aspects of the life. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.